From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Saying our greatest hope is for peace, President Trump has reversed decades of U.S. policy, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and setting in motion the process of moving the American embassy from Tel Aviv to the ancient holy city. He spoke in an internationally televised address for about 11 minutes from the White House on Wednesday.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering. I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians. This is a long overdue step to advance the peace process and to work towards a lasting agreement.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and Jordan's King Abdullah met in Ankara Wednesday and called for an emergency meeting of the 57-member Organization of Islamic Cooperation. Erdogan said moving the U.S. embassy would, quote, dynamite the ground for peace, igniting new tensions and clashes. He has threatened to break ties with Israel if Trump recognizes Jerusalem as its capital. King Abdullah, underlining Jordan's role as guardian of Muslim and Christian sites in Jerusalem, said ignoring the Palestinians and Christian rights in Jerusalem would only fuel further extremism. And Pope Francis issued a statement calling for the status quo for Jerusalem and urging wisdom and prudence to avoid bloodshed. This is VOA News. President Trump is